Focus on your breath. Know when it's coming in, know when it's going out. And then try to make your mind wide open. Not running after other things, but just having a large sense of space. So you're not clamping down on the breath. The breath has its freedom. And pose the question in the mind, what would feel really good right now? You're free to breathe in any way you want to. You think of all the freedoms that are disappearing. But we still have our breath. They haven't privatized that yet. So give it some space and allow it to do some healing work on the body, healing work on the mind. And allow it to come in and go out any way that it wants to. This way, as you give the breath its freedom, the mind gets some freedom as well. It doesn't have to go running after other things outside to find a little bit of pleasure. It's got some pleasure right here, the pleasure of the body breathing in a healthy way. That allows the mind to settle down. When the mind can settle down with a sense of well-being like this, and when you think about dealing with other people, of course, part of you may say, I don't want to deal with other people at all, but sometimes you do have to deal with other people. You realize there's no advantage, there's no pleasure that comes from dealing with them in an unskillful way. In other words, you don't want your greed or aversion or delusion to take over the relationship. That's why you give them some freedom as well, freedom from your unskillful mental states. And you're free from the bad effects of your own unwise choices. So take some time to have this sense of freedom inside. Because freedom from your own unskillful mental states, that's the most important freedom there is. Even if you had other freedoms where you could rule the world, but you were still ruled by greed, aversion, and delusion, you'd still be a slave. So turn around and look at these slave masters in the mind. Realize you don't want these things to be running your life. You'd like your life to be run by conviction and persistence and mindfulness, concentration, discernment, the good things the mind has to offer. Let them take over the mind. Because it's this inner freedom that really matters. It's the freedom to develop the mind's skillful qualities and to reap the benefits of those skillful qualities. That's the best freedom there is.